This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
For years, New Yorkers have been trying to cut down on the constant roar of helicopters in some neighborhoods. Lawmakers in Albany passed a bill looking to do that. But it's now been vetoed by Governor Hochul.
WCBS's Steve Burns is with us. So, Steve, first of all, what would this bill have done?
This bill would have done two things. First, it would have banned non-essential flights out of the heliport that the state owns at West 30th Street in Manhattan. So that would have done away with the tourist trips, with commuters just looking for a quick ride to JFK or to the Hamptons. It also would have allowed New Yorkers to sue over excessive noise from helicopters. And the idea was to take care of flights that take off from other heliports in the area, allow folks to complain about it, and cut down on that noise as well. You know this if you're in certain neighborhoods, the Upper West Side, Lower Manhattan, parts of Brooklyn. Sometimes the noise is just constant. It's one helicopter after another. Sometimes those tourist helicopters just circle overhead. And complaints have really skyrocketed over the last couple of years. One of the bill's sponsors, Senator Brad Hoylman, actually put out an analysis showing on average 165 helicopters fly over Manhattan each weekend. So lawmakers have been looking for a solution for a while. They thought they had one with this bill, but it turned out not to be with the governor's veto.
Any indication from the governor as to why this bill was vetoed?
Well, the governor was just going to tell you to look at the veto message. And that veto message says that there are federal regulations and processes that have to be followed around heliports. And that did not happen here. But I talked with another bill sponsor, Assemblyman Richard Gottfried, who said that's not really what's going on here. He believes the federal issues could have been resolved. They had laid out a solution to allow for federal approval. But the governor's staff had actually expressed to him a lot of concern about shutting down the tourism businesses. Apparently, the governor wasn't too keen on losing out on that flow of tourists. And Gottfried believes that is the real reason for the veto. I reached out to the governor's office to see if they wanted to respond to that contention, but I was told only to refer back to that message in the veto.
Well, for folks looking to put an end to the helicopter noise, what options do they have?
Well, this is something that they are still working on at every level of government. Locally, there are a couple other heliports in Manhattan that are owned by the city, and there's legislation in the city council looking to do basically the same thing, to ban non-essential flights at those heliports. At the federal level, local members of Congress, Jerry Nadler in particular, have been trying to pass legislation to tackle the issue more broadly and deal with the flights that come out of New Jersey as well. There are a couple active heliports in North Jersey that then take tourists over Manhattan. But that bill in Congress has had some trouble gaining traction over the past few years. With this state bill that's been vetoed, we heard from Senator Hoylman. He says next session he's going to try again, but with a slightly different tactic. He's going to try to close this heliport altogether. He says the veto here has left him with no other choice.
Thank you, Steve. That's WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.